Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm Tom Haynes, your host, and today we're going to talk about, this is going to be part two of the hardest thing about the FAA Academy. Now, I will admit, when I finished the last episode, I did not expect to do a part two about it. I thought I had pretty much finished what I wanted to say. But then something strange happened. I went to work later that day at the tower that I work at. And on the way to work, I was listening to a podcast myself. And I tell you what, it just let me know that I needed to do a part two. So the podcast was a John Maxwell podcast. Some of you may have heard of him. He does leadership. They do leadership podcasts. And the podcast I was listening to was one called The Power of Five. And in it, John Maxwell tells a story of going out in his backyard and seeing that there's a tree in his backyard that he wants to cut down. And so he takes an axe and he takes five swings at the tree with the axe and puts the axe down, goes back in, and he comes out the next day and he takes five swings with the axe, puts the axe down, goes back in. And he does this day in and day out, every day. And of course, you know what eventually happens. Eventually, the tree falls down. Now, if it's a big tree, it takes a while. If it's a smaller tree, it may take just a couple months, or it could be several years. And I'm paraphrasing this whole thing. If you want to listen to him tell the story, by all means do. John Maxwell podcast. It's a great podcast for leadership. So in the story, he uses this story to explain some things that I think could be extremely relevant for students that are going through the FAA's Academy. So let's go through it. The Power of Five. First, from the story, and first, when you're going to the Academy, you have to have a clear and stated goal. Now, for most of you, that's pretty easy to come up with. I want to pass the Academy. Okay? That works. It's a goal. It's something that's tangible. It's something that you can reach. Okay? So number one, you must have a goal. Number two, you have to have the right tool. Now, in John Maxwell's story, he had an axe. And he goes on later in the podcast to say, imagine if instead of using an axe, he used a baseball bat. Now, sure, he may get the same result eventually, but it's going to take a lot longer. And his point is that you have to have the right tool to accomplish your goal. Now, when you're going to the Academy, the FAA gives you a lot of tools. They give you a lot of people, a lot of instructors. They give you a lead. They give you an A lead. Now, it may be a rotation of A leads. They started doing that right before I left, but they give you tools, and it's your job to use those tools, okay? Which brings us to point three. The third point of his story is you have to take action. You can't just sit and let the axe sit there. You can't sit there and sharpen the axe. You have to use the axe. You have to swing the axe at the tree. You have to use your tools towards accomplishing your goals. You have to take action. Without action, your goal is going to be just a dream. If you don't actually use the tools that are given to you, then accomplishing your dream of being an air traffic controller and passing the FAA Academy is going to be just that. It's going to be a dream. It's not going to be a goal. Okay? So take action. His next point was you have to stay focused. Imagine if he went out in the backyard, picked up the axe, was going to swing the axe, and noticed there was a different tree that he might want to cut down. So he goes over and he takes 5 swings at that tree and he puts the axe down and he goes back in. He comes out the next day, picks up the axe. Well, now he's got to decide between 2 trees that he started cutting down, which one he's going to work on. And when he starts to swing at one, he looks over, oh, there's another tree. You have to stay focused. And while you're at the academy, your focus has to be passing the academy. It's not something that can be done usually unless you are laser focused. You have to be focused. It has to be your main priority for those 3 months. Now, I'll tell a couple of stories from my experience with students. And both in the same class. One student came in, he had been to a CTI school, and they came in, this was right around COVID. So one had been to a CTI school, and one student in that same class had been in the military. And both students were 100% sure that they were going to pass the academy. And so they got there, COVID hit, they sent everybody home, and then we started doing some Zoom classes. And then we did that for about a month and a half, and then they got everybody back into the building at the academy. But during that time, one student stayed focused, and one student didn't. And the one that didn't, part of it wasn't his fault, really, because his wife was pregnant with their first kid, okay? And that's an understandable distraction. It would distract anybody. It would have distracted me. I'm glad I didn't have that distraction when I was going through the academy myself, okay? But one student stayed laser focused, and one was distracted by life, and it happens. It happens. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything like that. It just happens. But the problem is, the academy is not something you can do for most people. It's not something that they can accomplish. It's not a goal that they can actually reach if they're not laser focused. So that's my focus story. And so that's 4. Number 5. You have to be consistent. In a story, John Maxwell goes out in the backyard every day and takes 5 swings with the axe on the same tree. He's focused. He's using the tool. He's taking action. He has a goal that he wants to accomplish, and he is doing it every day. He is being consistent. So each day must include the action. And without consistency, it doesn't matter if you have the right tool. It doesn't matter if you take action with the right tool. It doesn't matter if you stay focused on one goal. If you're not consistent, you're not going to reach that goal. You're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And when we're at the academy, okay, what that means is, number one, your goal pass the academy. Number 2 is to use the right tools. The right tools. Now, some of you may be getting some tools from outside the academy. And I will say that most of those tools are not going to be the right tools. Now, there may come along some tools that may be designed to help you. And I will throw a little tidbit out there right now. I have some tools in mind that hopefully we can get set up to help you guys get through the academy. So that's just a little hint of maybe something that coming in the future, and hopefully not the too distant future. Hopefully we can get it up and running fairly quickly. But so you have to use the right tools. You have to take action with those tools. You can't just have the tools and let the tools sit. You have to take action. You have to stay focused. So they give you the right tools. They give you time to use the tools. They give you time to develop the tools. It's your job as a student to practice those tools. Practice the scenarios in non-radar. Practice and study for each of the tests. In just a few minutes, I'm going to go over some of those tests, some of the point values. But for now, let's stay focused on what our goal is. Okay? You have to stay focused. You have to keep in mind what your goal is. You can't get distracted. And I would say one goal at a time. And you can even use this in your scenarios, in the eval problems. Use this when you're running a problem. Stay focused on one thing at a time, especially non-radar. Non-radar is set up where you have to. You have to finish something and finish it completely and then go on. And radar is the same thing. It's just things are moving a little bit faster. Okay? Find something, do it, stay focused on it, finish it, and go on to the next one. And then be consistent. And at the academy, what that means is you start a study group with your class, with your classmates from day one. From day one. And if you can, do it even before day one. A lot of you go through basics together online. Meet up online. Start your own study group before you even get to Oklahoma City. And then once you do get to Oklahoma City, study together. Help each other. The best way to cement what you're learning is to help someone else learn it. Okay? The best way to truly learn something is to teach it. So, be consistent. And it's easy in non-radar. You have problems that you run together. You're learning phraseology. You're learning the clearances. You're learning all the rules. And then you take your non-radar evals. And I've seen classes at that point stop studying together. And I've seen classes do the exact opposite. And they keep studying. They find ways to study together, to study the point-out phraseology, to practice the point-out phraseology, to practice the keyboard entries, to get so good at some of that. They challenge each other. And that is a class that is going to help each other succeed. And they're much more likely to succeed themselves if they're helping their classmates. So stay focused, be consistent with the practicing all the way through, even up until those last eval days. So that's the power of five. And that's what I wanted to go over with you in this part two. And then get into some of the different details as far as when you get to the academy. Okay, when you get to the academy, of course, passing the academy is the overall goal. But you've got goals along the way. You've got a MAP test that comes in. When I was there, it was about 2.5 weeks into your time at the academy. It's probably still around that time. But it's 2 points. And a lot of students will go, well, it's only 2 points. It's 2 points. And I've seen students miss passing by less than a point. I had a student in one class, and it was my last class while I was at the academy. And we had a student come in Actually, it was next to last class. Student comes in, and he's so excited because he passed on his last run. And he walks into the breakout room so excited. And he comes in the doorway, and he looks over at one of his fellow classmates who is sitting there literally crying. The guy is crying because he missed passing by one single solitary point on his last eval. And the FAA told him to wait around. And the FAA took over an hour trying to find one point for that guy so that he could pass. The only problem was they looked at some of his test scores. And they weren't horrible, but they weren't great. And so the FAA was like, well, you know, we've tried, we can't, we went over all of his evals, the point deductions were legitimate point deductions, there's nothing we can do. So that MAP test is only worth 2 points. Do not let points be given away on that MAP test that come back to haunt you later. Then you've got the CKT1, it's 4 points. Your non-radar evals, that one day, 14 points. It's important. Get as many points as you can out of non-radar. Get as many points out of the tests that they give you. The FAA in these tests is trying to give you 20 points. That's how many points all these tests are going to be worth. The non-radar evals are worth 14. The points on the tests are worth 20. And then that leaves 66 points on those final 2 days. 66 points in the radar evals. And of course, all this I'm talking about is en route. But so we used to joke at the academy that legitimately you could get 4 points going into your radar evals and still pass. I wouldn't try it. Not a good idea. I've seen students who were in the top handful of students in their class, top five, and they blow, and I mean blow, completely blow a radar eval. And they end up passing, but they're not at the facility that they really wanted to be at. Okay, so don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to you. Okay, so 66 points on those last 2 days. We talked about one of the hardest things about the academy is going to be the fact that you're possibly going to have a fairly low score on one of your evals. I had a young lady in one of my classes who came out of her first radar eval, and I just happened to be in the hallway outside the lab, and I was not supposed to have contact with her on the eval days, but I looked over at her, and I just mouthed, "How'd it go?" And she gave me 2 thumbs down, and I looked at her, and I said, "What was your score?" And she starts to cry. And she comes over, and I said, "What was your score?" And she said, 60. And I looked at her, and I just told her, 60 is not bad. 60 is not bad. Your first radar eval problem is going to be the hardest one. The first non-radar problem is going to be the hardest one. I don't care if it's an easy problem or not. It's the first time in there doing that. It's the hardest one. The others will become easier, even if they are technically more difficult. But I tried to explain to her that 60 was not bad. That's what I mean when it's difficult, because you guys aren't used to scoring 60. Maybe you're not even used to scoring 70. And it might happen to you. So she left. She went back to the breakout room. As it happened, one of the FAA supervisors walked out of the radar lab as she was walking away from me. And I motioned for him to come over. And I just wanted to explain that we weren't talking about the problem itself. She told me what her score was and then broke down. And I tried to, you know, reassure her that that was not the end of things. And he looked at me and he said, well, apparently that's what she needed to hear. And I will say that the next day, after all the radar evals were done, she passed. And I will also say that that was the biggest hug I got as an instructor, was from that young lady. And so it means a lot to the instructors. It means a lot to us. Not as much as it, sure, not as much as it means to you guys, but it does mean a lot to us. And that is one of the reasons why I like doing this podcast. So I think I'll end with that story. And we may have to do a part three. I don't know yet. We'll see what the next John Maxwell podcast has for me. And then we'll go on from there. But thank you all for listening. Thank you so much. And if you would, just hit follow. If you know someone that you think would like to listen to this, then please share it with them. Leave comments. I would love to hear your comments. Email me at TomHaynes at sidebysideatc.com. And if you have questions that you want me to talk about, then by all means, leave a comment or email me those questions. But thank you so much for listening. And until next time, goodbye.